Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam, Maseches Tumin, Musaf, and the laws of the daily and the additional sacrifices in the Sefer Avodah, which here we continue with Musafin, with things that are additions, as we said in the previous parak regarding Shabbos. So too now we have what's called the Korban Omer, which is a unique a Musaf that's brought on the second day of Pesach. As Rambam opens up first, starting with a baseline regarding Rish Chodesh, and that which is similar on Pesach, and then moving on to something that's unique on Pesach itself. So they would bring a musaf, an additional carbon besides the daily tamid sacrifices, special for Rish Chodesh, which was achat tamid shashacha, after the morning carbon tamid, they would bring the musaf of Rish Chodesh. Now, but kamahu musaf Rish Chodesh, how much additions are brought of carbonus on Rish Chodesh, the beginning of the month? So, parm regarding bulls, shneim, you would bring two bulls. Va'ayl regarding a ram, you would bring echad one. V'shiv achalasim, and seven lambs. Hakol olos, they're all totally burnt sacrifices. And in addition, Utsi'ir Izim, there's a he-goat, that's a chatas, that's a sin offering. Halacha beis, maise kol oilas echer hu kamaisa tamid. All these oilas that we spoke about, the parim and the ayil and the shevich vasim, they're all totally burnt sacrifices, exactly how you would do the carbon tamid every single day. And the maise chatas, shresh chadosha, mishamayadis, and the way the sin offerings was brought of Rish Chodesh and of the Yom Tevim, was kamaisa chatas nachalas, just like any sin offering that is eaten. By the Kahanim, Shabbianu, like we explained in Perek Zengel Chalav, that's exactly how the Chatas was of the Seir Izim on Rish Chedesh. Now, Halacha Gimel, similarly, by Pesach, on the Yom of Pesach, Makriv and Karban Musav B'chol Yom, they would bring a Karban Musav every single day, from the first day of Pesach till the seventh day, and that was K'musav Rish Chedashim. That was just like the Musav of Rish Chedesh, meaning you had Parm Shnayim, two bulls, Vayalecha, one ram, Vishabach Vasan, and seven lambs, Hakolos, all totally burnt sacrifices, Usir Chatas and Nachalas, and there was a he-goat, that was a sin offering that was eaten. So this is exactly like Rish Chodesh. Now that brings us to the main point of this parak, that was on the entirety of Pesach. In addition, B'yom Sheni Shel Pesach, on the second day of Pesach, Shu Yom Shishah Asa B'Nisan, which is the 16th of Nisan, Makriven, they would sacrifice, yes, a Musav Shel Kol Yom, more than the Musav that was brought every single day. They would bring a Keves La'ila, a lamb that was totally burnt sacrifice, Im Oima Tenufa, with the Oimer, the carbon, with the Oimer, Hatenufa of the waving, the mincha shel tzibur, which, what's the omer? It's actually a flower offering brought by the public. K'moy shebi'anu, like we explained in the Perek Yud-Beis from Maisa Karban Halacha Gimel, which as Ram says in Halacha Dal, it was mani kavua, and this has a set time to be brought exactly on the 6th of Nisan. Olafikach, like any carbon has a set time from the tzibur, tiches ha-shabbos v'satuma, therefore it overrides malachas of Shabbos, and it overrides even the problem about doing the state of tuma. Now Halacha Hay qualifies that it has to be from Eretz Yisrael. You don't bring this flower offering of the Omer, Elam Eretz Yisrael, only if it's from the land of Israel. Shem like says in the Pasuk, that you're going to bring the Omer offering, the first harvest to the Kohen, which the beginning of the Pasuk says, when you're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, I mean, it has to be from Eretz Yisrael. And moreover, mitzvah to love in that carvitz. The mitzvah is to bring it from what's near Yerushalayim. Now, Levom in that carvitz, if it wasn't brought from near Yerushalayim, maybe Nisim Makamokam Eretz Yisrael could bring it from anywhere that it is near Eretz Yisrael. Moreover, the Rambam continues to qualify the mitzvah of how this procedure is done of the Korban Omer. Halacha about mitzvah say the mitzvah is likatza balayla, to harvest, to cut this barley offering, this Omer, at nighttime b'lil shishasa, meaning matzah the first day, which in it's only one day in Eretz Yisrael, is the night of the 16th, starting the first night of Chol HaMoed, of the 16th of Nisan, is when you harvest it, whether it's on a weekday, whether even if it's Shabbos. Let's say first day of Yom Tov was on Friday, and now it's Shabbos. Either way, you can do a katsira, which is a malacha, because like we said, it's Teichah Shabbos. Halacha Zayin. The whole night is valid for the harvesting of the Omer. Now, if you harvest it during the daytime, okay, kasha, that's also going to be valid. Halacha Ches, more of a mitzvah, so live in Nakama. The primary initial mitzvah is that it should be brought from the standing grain. It should still be connected to the ground. Lemotz, if they don't find, because let's say all the green was already harvested, yavim in the marm, then you bring it from bundles. Halacha test, more of a mitzvah to live in the lach. The mitzvah is that should be brought from caramel, that it should be moist. Lemotz, if they didn't find, yavim in the yavish, then you bring from the grain that's dry. Halacha yod, darkam hoy lahavi misad shabadam. Now their custom was they would bring it from the fields in the south. The reason for that is because the sun is shining more over there, so you're going to get higher quality grain. Moreover, hayinur chatzeh asada, they would plow half the field, v'zereh chatzeh, and plant the other half, b'shanadu, in this year, because if you continue to plow and plant every single year, it's not going to give out its full strength to make a good grain. So they would only plant half and plow the other half. U'b'shanachas, in the next year, nur chatzeh asada shazara, then they would plow the half that was planted last year, v'zereh chatzeh shanar, and they would plant the other half that was plowed the previous year. So that makes higher quality. You're given an off year. And they would bring the barley offering from that. Now, as the Rambam explains Halacha Yiralf, as we were explaining, Oymer Zeh, this carbon Oymer, this mincha, this flour offering, Minasa Oym Hayba, from the unique exceptions, it was actually brought from barley. But that was Halacha Moshe Rabbeinu. This is a Halacha tradition from our teacher Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, how actually was it done? It was like this. Me'er v'yamtev, from before yamtev, v'yotzin shluchi bezin. So the agents of the court would go out. They would make the stalks of the barley into bundles. When it's still attached to the ground, they would just bundle it together. And that was kadesh yinoich litzah. That just makes it easier to cut it, to harvest it. Kala yaras esmuchas l'sham eskansim. All the cities around that area would gather together. In that area, so that when it's harvested, there should be a big tumult. It should be with a huge tumult. And the koytzin shleish sin sa'irin, they would harvest 3 sa' of barley. The shleish anashim with 3 men. Over shleish kubis with 3 boxes. Over shleish magos with 3 sickles. Came in shachashcha. Once it got dark, it's already the night of the 16th. So aymulim a koytzer. So the one who's harvesting, meaning each one of these 3 men, would tell the chalam shem to all the people of the cities that were standing over there. They would say, "Bahashemesh, did the sun set?" Amlehen, they would say yes. Bahashemesh, did the sun set? Amlehen, they would say yes. Bahashemesh, did the sun set? Amlehen, they would say yes. And again, the next question. Magal zed this sickle? Amlehen, they would say yes. Magal zed this sickle? Amlehen, they would say yes. Magal zed this sickle? Amlehen, they would say yes. And then again, kupas with this box? Amlehen, they would say yes. Kupas with this box? Amlehen, they would say yes. Kupas with this box? Amlehen, they would say yes. Now, if it's Shabbos, and if it was Shabbos, he would tell them, Shabbos Hayim, today Shabbos, Amlehen, they would say yes. Shabbos Hayim, Shabbos today, Amlehen, they would say yes. Shabbos Hayim, Shabbos today, Amlehen, they would say yes. And then they would say to them, okay, Ekta, should I cut it? They would say cut. Ekta, I should cut it. They would say cut. Ekta, I should cut. They would say cut. Shalish pa'amma kol daba daba, 3 times for every single conversation. Why so much? The Elu had time because of those erroneous people, the Tzedukah and the Baisusim. That they removed themselves from the category of the Jewish people in the second Beis Hamikdash, Sheim Omer, where they only translate the Torah in a literal sense, which is impossible without the oral law interpretation. They would say Shazeshanim, but this it says in the Torah that you should do the Omer Mimachras Hashabbos from after the Shabbos, who Shabbos Bereishis says what that Shabbos. That means you should always do it on the Sunday. But from our tradition, we learn Shein the Shabbos, so it's not Shabbos. El Yom Tov actually refers to the first day of Pesach, which is Yom Tov. So. Which is the night of the 16th after the first day of Pesach. And this is what they saw constantly, the prophets and the Sanhedrin, every single generation. They would do the waving of the Omer on the 6th of Nisan, whether it's on a weekday or whether it's on the Shabbos. Now, the explanation is like this. It says in the Torah, the lechem, the koli, the charmel, the bread, and the plump kernels, and the roasted kernels, you shouldn't eat it up until this day. Now, the Nemat says, which is that telling us when you bring the Omer, which is when you can eat from the new grain. Now, the Nemat says a pasuk in Yeshua says, "Vayoichlu," that the Jewish people ate ma'avur ha'aretz, from the grain of the earth, mimacharas ha'pesach, the day after Pesach, I mean the day after the first day, matzis v'kalu, roasted grains and unleavened breads. Now, says the Rambam, then to me begin to say she'isa Pesach, that when it says the day after Pesach, meaning that Pesach, the first day, B'Shabbos air was on Shabbos, K'meshadim ha'tipshim, like these foolish tzedukim imagine this to be, so that, oh yeah, the day after Pesach, but it was the day after Shabbos, and it has to be a Sunday, so it was. Heich tala ha'kasev, so then says the Rambam, how's the pasuk making independent? Hetzach ilasim l'chadosh, that the reason why it permitted for the Jewish people then, when they came into it, so with Yeshua, to eat the new grain, but davar on the element, on the variable, sheina ikar, v'loy asiba, that's not primary, it's not the cause, el nikar, and nikar just happened to be, it's not really according to the tzedukim, that because it's the day after the first day of Pesach, it's because of Shabbos. It just happened to be the day after the first day, because Shabbos happened to be on the Shabbos. El rather, no, the pasuk wouldn't tell you something secondary. Rather, since the pasuk seems to clearly say that the dependency of the Jews to be able to eat the new grain was because it was a day after the Pesach, which is the first day, it's clear that the day after the first day of Pesach is the cause. Hamateresh permits the new grain, and therefore we don't pay attention to what day of the week it is, like the tzedukim that only if it's a Sunday, but not if it's not. No, it's totally in the 16th of Nisan, not on the day after Shabbos. Continuing on this procedure, Allah Yud Beis. Ketzeruhu, so they would harvest it in the snu, bakupas, they would put it in the boxes. Bevi'u la'azara, and we bring it to the courtyard, bechavatua, and they would bang it. Bezerin, they would winnow, Ubarin, they would select, Belukhan, the Sarin, they would take the barley, Mahavanais, and they would roast it in the fire, Ba'abuv Menukov, in a perforated cylindrical vessel, Kadeshiyah, Eshal Behan, Bekulan, so that the fire should be able to dominate all those kernels. Shem, like says in the Pasuk, in Vayikra Aviv, the new grain, Kalu Be'esh, roasted in fire, Gethas Caramel, freshly ground kernels. Now, Piyash Mulam, from the tradition, they learned that that Pasuk is actually referring to specifically only the flour offering of the barley offering on the second day of Pesach. Now, V'acha Shekol Nois, after that they roasted it, Shaitchun Nois HaBazor, they would then scatter it, spread it out on the courtyard. V'ruch, when the Shabbos Bain, the wind would blow at it. V'nois Nois HaLerechayim Shal Gros, then they would put into the mill of the kernels, V'teichanan Esa Shal HaShin, and it would grind three saw of the barley. U'mitzin Min HaKol HaSan, they would remove from that and the sarin of barley flour, shemenupa b'shleish as enough, which was sifted in 13 sifters, v'ashor nifta b'necha l'choladim, and the rest, what's remaining, was retained and was able to be eaten by any single person. Now, that leftover barley flour is v'chaya b'chala. It's actually obligated in the matnas kuna of chala, because the obligation of chala starts when you knead it in a dough. Now, that was already owned by whoever the common man redeemed it, because they got it as flour. So when it's kneaded, it's ready after it's redeemed, so it's like a regular flour, which you're obligated in challah, but upatim the maisis. That flour is actually exempt from maisis. The reason that is the chiva maisis actually takes effect when it's actually milled. And the milling was done when hektish had possession. And the meruach, the smoothing out of the pile of hektish, is actually exempt from maisis. So it's going to be exempt from maisis, but chayv achalik mishbran, like we explained, we're in this third parak of Hilchos Maisa halacha chafei, and the sixth parak of Hilchos Bikurim halacha gimel. Now, so okay, what was the primary? They would take this isarin of the barley flour, the refined flour, they would mix it with a loig of oil, on the sixth of Nisan, they would put on it a handful of frankincense, because Shamanach is like all of the Menachas are done. They would wave it in the east, maybe, going back and forth, up and down, and they would bring it near Keneged Chuda, opposite the corner of Shalkeren Marovis Deraimis, of the southwestern corner of the Mizbech, because Shamanach is like all of the flower offerings, for Kaimitz, and they would take over a fistful, Umakta, and burn that fistful. Vashar and the leftovers, and Nechel Kahanim is eaten for the Kahanim, Kshar Kalmanach is like all the remnants of all flower offerings. Now, Vahemis had come to them, they say, when would they take off this fistful? After they were makrib, they sacrificed the Musaf of that day, of the second day of Pesach, and Vakevas Ha'ayla, there was also this, like we said, unique to the Omer, to the second day of Pesach, was a lamb that was totally burnt sacrifice. That was Tumid Shal Bein Abayim. That was brought before the Tumid of the evening. But the Omer itself, that was after the Musaf of the day. Lachid Gimel continues regarding this halacha of Ketzira and the bringing of the Omer. What are the related prohibitions before that is done? So halacha Gimel tells us, Asa Liktzar be'Eretz Yisrael, it's prohibited to harvest in Eretz Yisrael, even harvesting. Min mechamishes min etfuah, one of the five types of grain, before the barley offering has been harvested. Like it says in the Pasuk, has to be the first of your harvest. Has to be the first ones of all that you cut. Now, but when we say this prohibition, it's only a harvest that it's fit that you could have brought from this as the barley offering. But regarding dry lands that's thirsty for water, where the grain only grows when you water it. And moreover, it's also in the valleys, which is not the greatest quality of grain. There, since at least l'katchila initially, it's not really fit to bring the Omer barley offering from that. So then, that you actually could harvest before the Omer, because it's not in competition with the Ketzira's Omer, because it cannot be brought from it to Omer anyway. I will leave this, but that doesn't allow us to go ahead and make piles of it, but you could just harvest it. Halacha Yudalad. Now, regarding the Omer that permits the new grain, so there's some discussion regarding exactly what is included in that. Tavua. Regarding grain sheshrisha that took root before the barley offering was sacrificed, so the imra of that year, which is once a year that permits new grain, it permits it because it had already taken root and it's already considered something that could be permitted. But if it didn't take root yet, then you're not allowed to harvest it. Just like you can't eat it till the following imra is brought the next year because it wasn't permitted because it wasn't considered as a rooted thing as a vegetation that could be permitted as the new grain. Because it wasn't even rooted yet, and it's planted after that. So just like it's not permitted to eat, so too you can't even harvest it until next year. Now, halacha tezvab. Tevuush lehevihu shlish. Which actually what that means to say is that it has not yet completed the final third of the maturity of the grain, so most people wouldn't be harvesting it for themselves to eat it. So actually, mutter liktzim, and then you're allowed to harvest from that grain before the omer is brought, although we said you're not doing any harvesting. You could do it if it's lahachla behema, which is to actually feed it to the animal, because that's not considered kitzira, that's like called shachas. So you just, it's vegetation that you're giving to the animals. So to the kaitzin, you also allowed to harvest before the omer is brought, memneha natias, for the saplings, shleipa seder, shouldn't get ruined. So you're not doing it for a kitzira, you're doing it as some type of a weeding. So to Bukaitsun, you could also harvest Lefanis Malkum if you're trying to clear place, Labesa Abel, for a house of mourning, Labesa Medrash, for a study hall, for learning. Shemekit says in the Pasuk, Ketzirchem. It has to be the first of your harvesting, but like Ketzir Mitzvah, not the first of a mitzvah that you're allowed to do even before the Ketzir Sa'imah. Halacha Dezayin, now, V'avapishamuta Likzer, although we said in these situations you're allowed to harvest before the Eimer, but again, Lo Yasa Eisen Kriches, you shouldn't make them into bundles Kadecha, Kriches, the way the harvesters usually do. Elianichim, Tzvasim, Tzvasim, rather, you should leave them in these small little bundles. Now, Halachi Zayin continues regarding this of the Eimer and the Shteha Lechem, that one permits, the Eimer permits in general the Chadish, the new grain, and the Shteha Lechem initially is that which permits the new grain as Karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Ram tells Halach Yitzayin Kivar Bi'an, already explained in Parakev Mechaz Yisur Mezbech Halach HaTaz, She'im Avim Anochas, you cannot bring the flower offerings, B'lei Mechaz Nesachem, and not the flower libations, B'lei Bikurim, and not the first fruits, which also have the new grain. You cannot bring that Min HaChadosh from the new grain, Kodma Vos, I mean, before the barley offering is brought. V'mhevi, if you did, Pasal Zinval, nothing of new grain can be before the Omer. Now, moreover, V'loi Yavi Kodim Lavosh Te'alechem, neither should you even bring it before 7 weeks later, it should not be brought before the two breads that are brought on Shavuos. But there, v'mhevi, if you brought before that, kasha is going to be valid, because ultimately it's min hamutar li Yisrael, after the Omer, but even though one should wait to Shtei Alechem, after the fact it's going to be valid. Halachit Ches, continue on regarding bringing a mincha from the new grain, v'chol ha-makrev mincha min ha-chadosh t'chila, whoever brings a flower offering from the new grain for the initially, for the first time, mavarch shechiyonu, he makes a shechiyonu, which is something that's an annual thing for the first time. Halachi Tas, Tivua Shazra, here's situations of doubt regarding halachas that we mentioned in the previous halachas. Tivua Shazra, regarding grain that was planted, Acha Shekarva Omer. So it was planted after the Omer was already sacrificed, Ukitsara, and it was harvested, Acha Shekarva Omer Shoshana Ba. It was harvested after the Omer of the following year was brought. So Hariza Safak, a situation of doubt. Why? Because Im Avin Mimena Menaches Lekatchila, Can you go ahead and bring flour offerings from it initially? Term havosh tehalechem before, which we said you're not supposed to bring from new grain before shtehalechem. Maybe you could. Why? Haylu tvuzu, because ultimately this grain avor la havosh tehalechem k'tzis aimer in the ground after it already took root, the shtehalechem is brought and the aimer, so it had both of those components, which is what's necessary to be able to bring it before the next Shtei HaLechem, so it had already one Shtei HaLechem, or on the other hand, Im Avin, no, maybe you cannot bring it. Achivi Shtei HaLechem Acha Vos Aimer Shal Shana Echad, maybe it has to be in order of the same year that you, it's new grain, and it was permitted by the Omer, and then 7 weeks later by the Shtei HaLechem, then you could go ahead and bring it. But here, although it had Shtei HaLechem, it had Shtei HaLechem before the Omer, because it was actually planted after the Omer, before the Shtei HaLechem, so it had Shtei HaLechem and Omer, that's a situation of doubt if that's going to be valid to be brought as a mincha before the Shtei HaLechem or not. So to another situation of doubt is tvua shayis bakarka. Let's say you had grain in the ground. Now, v'chantu aleha, its leaves started taking form. Or the leaves started sprouting. Kishavi shtei alechem, when you were bringing the shtei alechem, which at that point, the shtei alechem will permit whatever took root. Now, here's the topic. This is a situation of doubt. Why? Do we say that the sprouting and the taking form of the leaves, is that kamaya shrasha, is that the same thing as when it takes root? And if a virtual havim and menachas there, but permitted to go ahead and bring menachas from it, maybe it's not considered as taking root. The vikich leyavi, therefore, says Ram, one should not bring from it. But if one did bring after the fact, it's going to be considered as acceptable. Allah chafalav, if someone does harvest something before the harvesting of the omer, you know, like it doesn't get lashes because it's not an explicit lav in the Torah. It's just derived from a positive commandment that it should be rishis ketzirchem, which you don't get malchus for. And more of a katsa kasha, what one did harvest after the omer is brought, that harvest is kosher and able to be eaten. Now, a related halacha of this, of the carbon omer, is what we know as sviris omer, which halacha Rabbeis Ram tells us, mitzvah saseh, the positive commandment, lisper, to count sheva shabbos, tamimos, 7 complete weeks, from the day that you bring the omer, which leads us up to Shavuos. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Utsfat lechem, you should count for you memachar Shabbos," which we say memachar Shabbos doesn't mean Shabbos; it means the day after the first day of Pesach. We give it just Shabbos Shabbos is 7 weeks. Omitza limnus hayamim imashvus. The mitzvah is to count the days with the weeks, because not only does it say to count 7 weeks, Shlomo also says tispachem yishmim, you should count 50 days. You start counting from the beginning of that day of the 6th of Nisan. Then we count the Omer at nighttime from the night of the 6th of Nisan, because that's the beginning of the halachic day. Let's say a person forgot and he did not count at nighttime. So he counts during the daytime. And the counting should only be done standing. But if someone counted it sitting, Yotze has fulfilled his obligation. Halach of Dalad, mitzvah zuah kol ishmi Yisrael. This mitzvah on every single Jewish person. Uvachamakum v'chazman, every place and every time. The nashim avadim, but women and slaves, peturim, and they're exempt from this mitzvah of hazman geramim of sfiras ha'imra. Halach of hey, v'tzorach levarach b'chalal, you have to make the bracha every single night. Baruch atah Hashem, blessed you Hashem, alekeinu, our God, melech ha'ilm, king of the world, asher gatron b'mitzvah, who sanctified us in his commandments, v'tzivoni commanded us as sfiras ha'imra, and counting of this Omer, which starts from the bringing of the carbon Omer 7 weeks. And he should make that bracha kaim mashis, but before he makes the counting of what day of the Omer it is. Let's say count it without making a bracha. Yotzei has fulfilled the obligation of this mitzvah of the counting. And ve'inachiz mabracha does not go back and make the bracha after he already fulfilled the mitzvah of the sphere of the counting of the Omer.